Elsewhere, Bahrainis have once again held demonstrations in support of their jailed leaders and political activists. Anti-regime protesters held rallies in several cities and villages, carrying their national flag and chanting anti-government slogans. The demonstrations were held in the capital, Manama, and other cities and villages like Tubli, Samahij, Deir and Sitra. The protests come in the wake of a fresh regime crackdown on anti-government politicians and activists. Bahraini courts have recently sentenced dozens of activists to jail for over 800 years in total. The Arab island state in the Persian Gulf has witnessed frequent demonstrations since early 2011, despite the regime's harsh crackdown on dissent. To discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University. He's joining us live now from Washington. Professor, as always, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, these numbers of the amount of protesters and even politicians that have been jailed are quite staggering. Just over the past month or two, it seems that upwards of 100 have been jailed. Is this an escalation, do you think, on the part of the Bahraini government to crack down on this movement?
Yeah, definitely it's an escalation. Otherwise, there could have been a compromise. But definitely, the Bahrain is becoming a serious matter, and Washington is starting to pay attention to Bahrain. For years, Washington has ignored Bahrain. I think that view is being revised now, because for one, Bahrain is an important country. Second, it represents a challenge to America, and basically everything that transpires inside Bahrain will determine the future of the country. As you said in your report, there are continuous protests. So there is a momentum for the opposition, and the opposition leaders are not letting it go. So definitely, at one moment, Washington has to make important decisions about Bahrain. And again, Bahrain is attracting attention gradually in Washington.
But Professor, the real question, though, is that will Washington side with the right people?
That's a good question. Usually Washington does not make right choices, especially in the Middle East. I have, for instance, serious objections to how the Obama administration has been handling Egypt. I believe Washington has not entered any serious discussion about Bahrain. This is one thing. I think also Washington does not know much about the opposition. Perhaps there could be some sources in the American government who have contacts with the opposition. I do not recall, for instance, having any opposition office in Washington, D.C. So I think Washington is dealing only with the government. Washington is not thinking much about the opposition, but there could be some challenges coming up. If there are secret talks between the opposition and Washington, I would not know it because they are secret. But I think Washington is very traditional in its diplomacy to Bahrain, so I think they are talking to the government, not to the opposition.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. As always, Professor Nabil Mikhail speaking to us live there from Washington.